You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. I was just shuffling my Oracle deck, one of many decks that I have, and I asked to flip over a card that would best help whoever is listening. So you and me. And the card that flipped over says healing on it. Healing. And in the image is a person who seems to be neutral, neither male or female. And in the center of this is geometric shapes and the color yellow and blue and the flower that looks like a lotus. And there's two hands that are hovering over this person, and the hands are translucent. You can see right through it. And as a Reiki master practitioner, I always thought that that's the way to help someone heal, is to be a Reiki practitioner. That's what it's all about. It's life force energy. That's what Reiki means. That's what Reiki is life force energy, and it helps others heal. I'm not saying that I personally do the healing, but I'm allowing myself to be the channel or the conduit, the instrument, to condense this energy and to guide this energy in all ways for the highest good. And then one day I also recognized that, or someone told me, that being a psychic medium is healing as well. And when I post videos on it, or what I do, or try to inspire, I do get from time to time someone who responds in a not so positive way, or they talk about certain religions. And to me, when you're inspiring someone, or you yourself are feeling inspired, that is a form of healing as well. When you are using your words and your visions and your body to express, you are not only healing yourself, but you are helping others heal as well. You are giving what you have to offer in this moment. You are allowing for the change to take place, the transference of this positive light energy. And it does its thing. That's not necessarily up for you to decide how it will specifically take place. And we talk about healing. Some people think, depending on where you are, what age you are, or where you grew up, or from what region you are in the world, healing can be seen in so many different ways. And after working with so many clients, healing presents itself in so many different ways. There's not one way to heal. And there's different levels of healing, and there's different phases of healing, and there's different forms of healing, and there's different aspects of it. And sometimes it can happen very quickly, and sometimes it takes many years, and sometimes we don't realize we need it. Other times we are very aware of it. And there can be physical healing that needs to be taking place, or there could be more subconscious traumatic healing that needs to take place. And so with all of this being said, what comes to me now is, especially if there's some sort of ache or pain or malfunction, quote unquote, in your body that's happening in your physical body, my understanding of it, and you may or may not agree, and that's okay, is that this stems from emotional healing that needs to take place, past wounds that have happened, things that have happened energetically from before, and it has been weighing so heavily on your heart and on your mind and on your subconscious that it's creating, the energy is basically so dense that it is creating these aches and these pains and this physical discomfort within your body. That's how it shows up, and that's how your body talks to you. That is how your body is talking to you. This space that houses your soul and your spirit is talking to you. It's saying, look, if your belly is constantly upset, perhaps what you're consuming physically, the food that you're eating, could be not right for you. But also, let's say your belly is constantly hurting or bloating or feeling uncomfortable or wheezy or whatever it is, you're always constantly having an uncomfortable feeling in your stomach or your gut or your belly. It doesn't necessarily have to do with food. It could be your surroundings, your environment, the person that you're choosing to be a part of day in and day out. That could directly be affecting your stomach as well. Just as an example, it doesn't necessarily have to be the food that you're consuming, although that would be certainly explainable as well. So that's one aspect of healing. And I do believe that we all have the power and the energy and the awareness and the wisdom to heal ourselves as well. But part of healing yourself is also becoming aware that in order to heal yourself, you must be open to the different possibilities and the miracles and the belief that you can create, you can shift, you can change. For instance, this doesn't necessarily mean that if your mother, for example, had a form of cancer, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're doomed for that particular type of cancer or cancer at all. And going back to the scientific version of this, that's called epigenetics, if you've never heard of that before, and you can explore that more. But your thoughts change your physical reality, and this has been studied. So for example, when you see something or when you hear something that affects you emotionally, it makes you sad, you're affected by it. Maybe you have compassion for it. You are sad. And then all of a sudden, a physical tear, a form of water, is now streaming down your face. It's coming down your face, or it's being held in your eyes. But because of that feeling from what you saw or what you heard or experienced, it now created a physical tear in your eye. So if you just think about that, it started with, for one, what you experienced, then what you felt, and now there's something that's happening in your body. So it's like this trail of energy and how it surpasses from one dimension to another dimension, or from one phase to another phase, or from one experience to another experience. It's the transference of this energy. So if that is the case, if that can take place, then think about how everything else that you're choosing to be surrounded by is affecting your physical reality as well. Now, we're not just talking about physical pain, because sometimes our hurt doesn't show up physically necessarily until many, 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 many years later. And then all of a sudden we're dealing with severe, chronic, whatever it is, and now we're having to deal with that. But you don't have to wait for it to show up in your life in order to do something. You can instead listen to yourself and choose to start self-healing yourself by choosing to do something different, by stopping whatever it is, by shifting the energy, by changing, by going to a different location, by letting go, by forgiving, by expressing yourself, by being truthful with yourself, by talking to someone. That is also another form of self-healing. It doesn't mean that you're solely doing it by yourself. It is taking charge and choosing to take a different action. to shift the energy, to change the energy of the reality that's happening around you. Because ultimately, you are responsible for what is going on. As an adult, you have the ability to start recognizing what has been affecting you and your reality. And if you're unhappy or sad or consistently feeling unsatisfied or whatever the feeling or the emotion is, if you're seeing this happening, you can create your reality in a different way. You can heal yourself by visualizing a different reality, by visualizing getting better, by breathing into your body, by telling yourself that you are healing, by walking away from some sort of situation, by forgiving someone, not forgiving them for their actions necessarily or condoning their actions, but allowing this to transition the energy, and by giving yourself this sense of freedom, by allowing the situation to go. There's so many different ways that you can heal. There's so many different ways. And again, sometimes it takes a longer time. Sometimes it just takes a change of attitude or perspective or talking to someone. And really, it comes down to knowing that you have the ability to change your reality. You were not meant to suffer. You're not put here on earth to suffer all of the time. Yes, I do feel and believe that suffering is part of the healing process. It is part of the transformation. It does make us stronger, but you are not here to consistently suffer. You're not meant to feel suffering all of the time. I feel like it's part of the process to make you stronger, and it is part of healing as well. But when you're consistently feeling this way because you're in a situation, because you're at a certain job, because you're choosing to be around someone, because you're not allowing the past to go, because you are putting yourself in this scenario where it's breaking your heart all of the time, you can sort of put a wall around you. And I don't mean to block anything out, but to, in a way, protect your energy a little bit. And I know that some people might disagree with that, and that's okay. I'm not saying to, you know, hoard yourself from the rest of the world and protect yourself because of all the evils out there. I don't mean it by that, but I mean, like, you have the ability to maintain your groundedness and your stability. And even if you are affected by something that's happening, so for example, let's say that you're a nurse and you're affected by someone that has passed on, and of course, because that's your natural, innate part of being human, you're going to be affected by that. But you can start to separate yourself from that situation and know that this was part of the plan. This is this person's part of how this person needs to transition. And as a psychic medium, from what I understand and what I've experienced and what I know from my clients as well, that death is not the end. It's actually a very new beginning. And so to feel this sense of regret, or I could have done this, or I should have done that, that is creating a lot of weight on your own spirit and your own soul that you don't necessarily have to carry with you, because then you're gonna have to heal that part as well. Yes, please experience a sense of being in the moment, and if you feel sad, then feel sad. I'm not saying to never feel sad or to never feel hurt, because then you're just restricting and resisting the natural emotions as well. But to experience it, but you don't have to consistently or continually suffer. You don't have to put yourself through that. So it begins with awareness and knowing that you have the ability to shift what is happening. You can change what is happening. And it's okay to feel these feelings, and do, please, feel them. Have the self-compassion for yourself. Feel the feelings that you're feeling. that's also a form of healing, because if you keep resisting them, or if you keep pushing them away, or if you keep suppressing them or repressing them, and you're not acknowledging what's happening, then you're just creating this void within you that doesn't go away. Now it's just dense energy that's stuck there. But if you start to recognize, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe I'm gonna allow myself to cry. Or if you're crying all the time, maybe I'm gonna allow myself to laugh. It's almost like this balance of energy that takes place. It's this awareness, it's this acceptance. And no, there's no perfection in this process. I don't think anyone really knows all of the answers to why someone feels a certain way, or why can't I do this, or why can't I do that. Or I feel like it's just this sense of balance. And even that in itself, it's like nothing's ever totally 100% balanced all of the time, but it's almost like this take and give, this experience of flow and resistance and go and get after it and stop. It's almost like you're just becoming more aware and you're tapping into what's happening within you. And even if you don't have all of the answers, let's say you don't know why something happened to you, or you want to know why someone is treating you a certain way, or maybe they're not in your life, or maybe they're choosing to not be in your life, that can affect you as well. But we certainly can't have all of the answers. And when you try and you try and you try and you try, and they're still not giving what you feel that you need, you then can recognize that, hey, you know what, maybe I can just give myself what I need. And it's okay, because I can't force them to do anything. I can only do what I can do, and then I release the rest. And so with all of this being said, I know it might have felt sort of sporadic and all over the place, and maybe I was making sense and maybe not. And maybe only one thing stood out, and that's the one thing that's going to stick with you forever. Or maybe you're going to listen to this a ton more times because it's really, really helpful. I think that as humans, we have to remember that we're all human beings. We're all creatures. We're all connected to this source. And we're ultimately all here as the same species, as the same thing. And if we remember that, we can sort of not feel so alone, because I think that's where a lot of hurt comes from as well, as we feel alone. And that's not the case. I think that we all feel hurt and sad and disappointed and misunderstood at times, and shameful and guilt and yada, yada, yada. But I also feel like we can take charge, and we can empower ourselves, and we can go and get after it. And we have this exuberance about us, and we have this strength. And even though we've been through something really terrifying and scary and traumatizing, we can get through it, and we can use our voice to help other people, and we can hold space for that person, and we can offer our wisdom and our experience, and we can do this. And it's like this ebb and flow of energy, and go and go and release and come back. And the moon is there and the moon's not there, the sun rises, the sun sets. It's like this whole fluctuation of give and take, and the energy keeps flowing, and you get to choose how you deal with that energy. You get to choose. You are in charge of what you can control. And you do have the ability to heal from the inside out. You have the ability to do that, and you have the ability to help others heal as well. You don't have to be a doctor or a nurse or a Reiki practitioner or a healer of any sort to help others heal. Your words can help someone heal. Your words can help yourself heal. Your expression, dancing, singing, laughing, writing, coloring, running, just talking to someone, listening to someone, all of that heals. It's this big collective of like energy that we all can do what we want with it. But you're not alone. You are being supported. And another thing that is going to help is to ask. I do feel like that has helped me tremendously, is to just ask for guidance, ask for help, ask to feel at ease, ask to feel healed, ask to be healed, ask to get past this, ask to see from a different perspective. You can do this. You can do this. You are doing this. You are healed. I am healed. We are healed. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.